I remember when I was 9 years old, I ran in the school 100 metres. It was actually 80 metres. And it was the inter-school Borough athletics meeting. And I came second. And because I hadn't even made the race the year before, I was absolutely ecstatic. And so as I crossed the finish line, I flung my hands up. And I was like, it was as if I was the winner. And one of the teachers, who was also kind of officiating, had to come up to me and told me quite gingerly that I hadn't won. And I turned to that teacher and I remember I said, I know, I came second. And I was absolutely ecstatic. And I was reminded of this when, just the other day, I ran the Amsterdam Marathon, and I finished in a time of 3:11, and I desperately wanted to get 3:10 or less. And it was only a minute, it's only a minute difference. But that difference was meant so much to me. And even though I'm happy that I got the time and it was a personal best, I really wanted 3:10. And there was another guy at the finish line that my wife saw, who I don't know what his time was, but he was crying. He had clearly, whatever the goal that he wanted to make, he clearly hadn't made that goal, and he was crying. And there were other people who were coming in at times of 4 hours, 4:30, whatever, far slower times, and they were ecstatic. And I think that the marathon and running shows is that our goals are personal. There are a few of us who have objective goals, you know, and those objective goals, you know, when you see Olympians, when you see great athletes, but for the vast majority of us, 99% of us, all our goals are relative. We're not going to become billionaires. Our financial goals are relative. Our career goals are relative. And marathon running is the same. And it's great. It means that you can set goals and you can try to achieve them. And they're relative to your skill and to your capabilities. And that's one of the things which I love about running. You're running with thousands of people often, but each person has their own personal goal, their own personal achievement. So the picture I have today is two people who are right near the end of the marathon, and you can see one person is in so much pain and the other person is feeling strong and looking great. And it's to do with the personal goals that we have. So that's my little marathon message today.